And coming up next, Funk My Life.
Hello, crowd. Hello, friends. Hello, nemesis. We've got another episode of Funk My Life because it is Thursday on CITR 101.9 FM, and it is 11 p.m. now. So we're going to go into... Well, okay, so a lot of times I do talk about the United Kingdom as a big source of soul, of funk, of all these a little bit off the beat dance tunes. So we're going to go right back into that, and it is a strong representation by the UK tonight. We're going to start with the Voodoo Trombone Quartet. And I'm actually really surprised. So I was looking through my playlist, and I have not played a single one of their songs. And they are incredible. They combine live music along with produced electronic music, and it's extremely danceable, yet it's got that sort of modern-day gypsy jazz kind of sound. So we're gonna start with some of that tonight and go into a bunch of dance tunes. Once again, you're listening to Funk My Life. Check us out at www.funkmylife.com. So I should get the volume up.
Need you anyhow, so late. you're so polite. Do you thank them for the tea and sympathy? I wanna define the logic of our sex lives. Let the handcuffs slip off your wrist. I'll let you be my chaperone at the halfway home. Won't bend, but I'm not afraid to cry.
free. Sometimes you just need to let go.
Let go.
Don't keep it all inside.
Don't keep it all inside.
Sometimes you just have to let the whole world know that you're gonna be alright. So come on,
give it up.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Hello, hello friends, this is Funk My Life, and this is your host, Ochre. So we heard a four-song set, starting with the Voodoo Trombone Quartet, and that's a bit of a misnomer, because these guys from London, England, are not actually a quartet. They are now eight members, although they started with, I believe, four. Once again, one of my favorite kind of fringe live music with electric production acts. I don't know if they tour much, but I hope they do, because I would love to see them live. Next was the Zenit Incompatible redub of Beck's tune Sex Laws, and that's Sex Laws with two X's. You can grab that from Zenit Incompatible's SoundCloud page. He does a whole bunch of I guess he labels his things as stolen beats, and he released an album called that, with a whole bunch of popular music that people can recognize, kind of mashed together and kind of remixed as well. He's a pimply-faced young DJ from Budapest, but he is excellent at what he does. Definitely going to play more of his stuff in the future. Next was Eric Morillo and Eddie Thonick, featuring Shawnee Taylor on the vocals. And that was that heavily, heavily house track that had that excellent kind of electro build. The track is called Live Your Life, and that's a Dirty Freak remix. And if any of you listen regularly, we've played two other Dirty Freak tracks. So Dirty Freak's an interesting character. He does these disco remixes, but occasionally, well, house music kind of has roots in disco music. I mean, disco was almost an experiment, and then once they had the formula down, all sorts of different forms of synths became standardized, and people started producing what is today called house music. A lot of this was developed in Europe, but, you know, also here too. And that the Eric Morillo and Eddie Thornick pair does really just electro and house. But Dirty Freak took that tune and made it a little bit more groovy. It has a bit more of a funk, and Shawnee Taylor's vocals are definitely, definitely soul. There's a lot of harmonic, almost choral style of singing in that. And speaking of which, that also was true in the last song we heard, and that is Miracles. That's apparently by DJ Mouse, and that's spelled M-O-W-Z, and that's the Engineers of Soul remix. Now, the thing is, I've tried looking up DJ Mouse. I can't find anything by them. I almost think DJ Mouse is a personal friend of the Engineers of Soul, or perhaps he's part of another indie production group. I'm not sure. Either way, that track is called Miracles from the Engineers of Soul. You can grab that from their webpage for free. And they are, so Engineers of Soul are from Amsterdam, and that tune has that jazzy piano electric guitar combo plus the hand drumming in the tune, and that is just amazing. That really gets me going. So that was our four song set. Before we go any further, I should actually announce this Sunday is something called Vancouver Car Free Day, and that's usually I just call it the Car Free Festival, but formally it's called Car Free Vancouver Day, and it's that street party that happens during the summer where they kind of cordon off the streets of Commercial Drive and Main Street. But now they're also doing the West End on Denman, from Denman to Robson Street, and they're also doing Kitsilano. I think that's a new thing. So it's cool to see it expand, and that's this Sunday, which is also Father's Day, so bring your dad out. And it is a street party. So there'll be all sorts of live music, but definitely more than that, there's going to be all sorts of art scenes. There's construction. So, for instance, one of the past Carfree Days had a pedal powered sound system where you know people stand there and then drive the wheels and it powers the generator, which powers a sound system. So people can have a little bit of a dance party there too. Oftentimes showcases things like bicycles and anything that's going on, whether it's politically, whether it's about public space. It's all volunteer run. It's not I believe there is donations, but it's not a commercial business, which is amazing. So on Carfree Day this Sunday, we're gonna set up at Commercial Drive in Charles Street around 6 p.m. and we're gonna play some music. So hopefully you guys can come out to dance for that. Next we have, well, somebody I haven't listened to for quite a while. This is a remix of a 07 track, and this is the first 07 track I heard back when I was in high school when this was first released. Once again, this is 07 is a duo from, of course, Britain, and the track is called Destiny. This is a Fred Falk remix. Fred Falk does a bunch of more house music. He's a French house music producer and DJ, and this is an excellent redone version of 07, which tends to be 07 tends to be really ambient. They're more of a lounge music type, and this makes it a little bit more upbeat and but still very much beautiful. I'm hope you enjoy that. That was the Ray Harris and the Fusion Experience with the track Scaramanga. That's the Velik remix. And Velik tends to do hip-hop, also from the UK. And that track is a little bit different. It's a lot more, I want to say, acoustic. There's a lot of the presence of a hand drum. It's a lot slower, and it's got a groove. And now the thing is, I'm almost certain that's not the original version of Scaramanga. Ray Harris and the Fusion Experience, I don't know much about, but that was far too well produced, and I swear I've heard an older version of Scaramanga, exact same tune, but a lot less of a high fidelity type quality of audio, so it sounded really old. And that style really does come from, you know, I'd say probably end of 60s, around the 70s. But who knows? I tried looking it up. I couldn't really find anything. There's a whole bunch of, like, I just got a bunch of James Bond references. There are a couple of hip-hop artists that adopt name Scaramanga in their name, and it's hard to tell. Once again, the song we started off with was 07's Destiny with Fred Falk. And once again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm not going to talk much about the riots that happened yesterday. I think it's a very complex issue, but there's not much to say. It's not something we condone. It's very shameful, but I think there is so much interesting layers of psychology behind why people need to express, I want to say, masculinity through that process, and it, like, the demographic of people who go to the streets to, you know, kind of have fun by destroying property, I feel is not, it's a very specific demographic, and it's something that you'll find not from people from the core of Vancouver as a generalization. Again, we're not really going to go into that. Hopefully the street party this Sunday is going to be okay. Hopefully the police aren't going to implement ridiculous laws. This is one of the reasons why liquor laws in Canada are so restrictive. I don't know. I think there's just so much tension in the psychology of suburban, masculinity. It's tough to say. But tonight we're going to go right back into the music. I was seriously surprised when I found out tonight's, degree of separation between the track I'm going to talk about, which is Wild Thing by the Troggs, and the original group who actually performed it, who didn't actually write it, but performed it. So Wild Thing is known as a number one hit by the Troggs. It's originally from, sorry, they were originally called the Troglodytes, which is where the Troggs comes from. And they were a British 1960s rock band, and Wild Thing is their most famous song, hitting number one on several charts, but notably the Billboard Hot 100 in the United States. And that song was featured on Rolling Stone's top 500 greatest songs of all time list. And yet, they're not the ones who did it. Garage rock and this punk rock scene that came after the 60s, or sorry, in the late 60s, I guess, were heavily, heavily influenced by these guys. And for instance, Austin Powers' hair, the clothes, the teeth, again, an image from this 1960s British group. Not just the Troggs, but other groups as well, such as the Kinks, and we'll talk about that. They formed in 1964 and were signed by the manager of the Kinks a year later, in 1965. Interestingly, the Kinks also formed in 1964. And they had so much shenanigans with the distribution of their album. They had right conflict, and Wild Thing was released along with the first album of the same name under two different labels, one being Fontana and one being Atco, and they did not tour the US until 1968. So the track was released in 1966. They didn't get to tour until 2 years later, yet it was still a number one hit in 1966. So bands like the Troggs and the Kinks, and along with the Beatles, formed this takeover of American culture during the 1960s that's still felt today. If you listen to even American rock music today, I mean, I'm trying to think, like White Stripes, heavy influence from people like the Troggs, the Kinks, obviously the Beatles, and what's that? Oh, the Zombies. Zombies were also very influential and influenced by British music. We're going to play Wild Thing, and this is not the original. The original came a year before the Troggs version, and if you can guess this one, I'd be very surprised. I had a hard time finding information on it. I couldn't even find a listing of what was on the B-side of the single that this was on, and it's an amazing story. We'll talk about it. The 1966 version by the Troggs, recorded by the Troggs, I should say. And the Troggs weren't a one-hit wonder band. They had a couple other hits that made it in the top 10 of the billboards, but this is the track we're trying to focus on, and I feel this is the Troggs. It's funny that I was blown away. I couldn't believe that it wasn't by them. It's by the Wild Ones. And it was released a year before, in 1965, on 7-inch. And like I was saying, I could not find any information on it. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't really exist. It's super rare. Now, the Wild Ones were an American rock band from New York City, as opposed to the Troggs, who were from Andover in London, or sorry, not London, England, Andover in the south of England. And I get that often confused with London because they did much of their recording in London. And they were pretty much best known for the first version of Wild Thing, and they weren't even that well known, honestly. Their 1965 album, The Arthur Sound, hit number 149 on the US Billboard charts, and it started with It's Not Unusual, and the album ended with What's New Pussycat, both of which are covers of Tom Jones songs. And that should give you a pretty good idea of what kind of a market they were going for, because by 1965, Tom Jones was already famous, and they opened with... So, okay, before we go to that, when you're making an album, the identifying song, your strongest hit, is always the first track, which is why when you buy an album, the track number one tends to either be a very, very short intro or the one big single that they are known for. Sometimes they'll put that as track two. But either way, if it's a full song, you want to lead with something that represents you as a group. And if you're releasing your first album and it's a cover of a Tom Jones, who was probably considered a pop singer at the time, you're trying to go for a different demographic, and it's hard to be big if that's how you're representing yourself. And what's interesting is that Tom Jones is a Welsh singer, and Welsh being this part of Wales, and it's this ethnic group that comes from there with their, of course, distinct language. And that is southwest of England as well. So you have this English singer influencing this American New York band who then released a relatively unknown single that another British group picked up and made a number one hit both in their country and overseas. So it's this back and forth dynamic that was very prevalent in the 1960s between the UK and America. So Tom Jones influenced the Wild Ones, who then inspired the Troggs back in England. And this is their original recording of Wild Thing, released in 1965 on a 7-inch. Really hard to find. If you find it, oh my goodness, that would be amazing.
I love you.
That's my wild child, Mr. Clarence Gatemouth Brown. I'll remember April, all the Beat Boys. Now, ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite singers, Miss Mittie Collier.
Tired of soulless radio? Tune in to Shake a Tail Feather with yours truly, DJ Jason, for the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues. Late 50s to the early 70s, including lesser-known artists, regional hits, lost soul gems, and contemporary artists recording in that classic soul style. Mm-hmm. listen alternate Sundays, 3 to 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Sock it to me, baby!
Podcast at CITR.ca.
Hey, Mr. Freddie King, honey, what you gonna do?
Toe down.
You toe down? Ain't this a shame? Go ahead.
You ready?
Linguistic, language liquid. Get lifted, love life and live it. We twisted, been shaped and shifted.
Come on.
We gifted, young black with lyrics. We strive to keep the party live. We strive to be wise and enterprise. Socialize, dip and never die. Set the vibe and keep our eyes on the prize, y'all. Linguistic, language liquid. Get lifted, love life and live it. We twisted, been shaped and shifted.
Come on.
We gifted, young black with lyrics. We strive to keep the party live. We strive to be wise and enterprise. Socialize, dip and never die. Set the vibe and keep our eyes on the prize, y'all.
Stay on top of this, if you can follow this. Drink and swallow this, from the hollow tips. Bounce, rock, skate with the quickness. Shake a hip to this, tell me if you're feeling this. If you are, let me know who you are. Turn it up real loud, let it be in your car. I'm the best by far, like my man Omar. Make a real loud noise, let me hear what you are, yo.
You act slick in this rap shit, get slapped quick. Match wits, words fill up the cracks like chapstick. Hawk spit, with your lyricals packed with content. You never will have none like an empty convent. This musical bomb threat, all set, your defense. Ain't been another competitor better than we since. Some of you brothers sound like repetitive recess. We release the repressed stress, cause we blessed like
linguistic, language liquid. Get lifted, love life and live it. We twisted, been shaped and shifted. We gifted, young black with lyrics. We thrive to keep the party live. We strive to be wise and enterprise. Socialize, dip and never die. Set the vibe and keep our eyes on the prize, yo.
Reverse the rhetoric, y'all need a sedative. My style superlative, you're more murderous. You know you heard of this, J5 sickness. Bump it when you lift it, put us on your wish list. We make it hot, sentences the dots. Period, we serious, boy, you know what we got. Shit, hot heat, these Eric Rico beasts. They vibrate the streets, so please press repeat.
My poeticness, fly nigga etiquette. Dress elegant, but never talking arrogant. We get together with our inner city relatives. With no embarrassment, I'll tell you where the party is. It gotta be a hot groove and a vibe. So throw your hands high for the Blue J5. Variety and pedigree, old school melody. Bump what you telling me, you feeling it, then let it be.
Linguistic, language liquid. Get lifted, love life and live it. We twisted, been shaped and shifted. We gifted, young black with lyrics. We thrive to keep the party live. We strive to be wise and enterprise. Socialize, dip and never die. Set the vibe and keep our eyes on the prize, yo. Linguistic, language liquid. Get lifted, love life and live it. We twisted, been shaped and shifted. We gifted, young black with lyrics. We thrive to keep the party live. We strive to be wise and enterprise. Socialize, dip and never die. Set the vibe and keep our eyes on the prize, yo.
think that about brings tonight to an end. And the two tracks you just heard were from High Karate All-Stars, and that's Linguistics Baby. I think that was specifically produced by Small Town DJs, an Albertan duo, and they, I guess, form High Karate All-Stars with three other DJs, the rest of whom are from Vancouver. I don't know if I can... Okay, so there's DJ Check, there's Matt the Alien, and somebody... I think Wax Romeo. I think those five together form High Karate All-Stars. So they do a bunch of shows from Alberta to here and all across Canada. They've done... I think they've done a more international scene, went to South America. I'm not sure. It's hard to tell when they're doing it by themselves or as the whole group. And the second track you heard was Grammatics, Tearing It Up. And Grammatic, I don't know much about. It's one of those new funk... it carries this, like, I want to say blaxploitation kind of style of funk. Because, you know, funk kind of goes everywhere. And... They, you know, I don't know much about them. I wish I could tell you. I heard about them, I'm pretty sure, through this compilation CD, and I like them. I'm not a big fan of this live style, live, kind of loungy, sit down and have a drink kind of funk, but that one's pretty good. Speaking of pretty good, Sunday, once again, we're having the Car Free Vancouver Day, also known as Car Free Fest. And we're going to set up at Commercial Drive. That's Commercial Drive and Charles Street. So right around when it begins, if you're coming from the commercial station side of things. And we're going to set up at 6 p.m., I think. The thing is, the streets are closed from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., but the actual festival goes from noon until 6 p.m. So around when it closes, we're going to try to grab as many people as we can from our little house, but that's not the only place it's happening. It's happening on Main Street, the West End, from Denman to Robson. Denman from Robson Street to Davie Street. So it's on Denman from Robson to Davie, and Kitsilano. I couldn't tell you much about the Kitsilano place, but they're going to try something different there. Instead of closing a street, people are doing self-contained street block parties, which is kind of neat too. And since tonight we focused a lot on this 1960s British invasion, we're gonna end with another one of these 1960s British invasion bands. This is the Yardbirds. Now, if you remember, For Your Love, we played that as a disco cover by Chili. And this is the original, but you never know with these things. I couldn't believe it wasn't by the Trucks. You never know with these things. This is For Your Love by the Yardbirds, made most well-known by Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. And it was a song on the soundtrack, and I don't know what to say about it. It's really upbeat. It kind of